When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network at the half as the Harbor Beach Pirates lead by 4 points over the Sandusky Redskins, 18-14. It was 8-6 Harbor Beach leading at the end of the first quarter, but then Sandusky started out on a 6-0 run of their own to be leading 12-8 just 90 seconds into that second quarter. But then Harbor Beach came roaring back and it had a 6-0 run of their own. And they were leading 16-12. Then back and forth, Beach with a basket to wrap up that first half. Parker Yon hits a two right before the quarter is over. And it's 18-14. Harbor Beach leading by four. Parker Yon leading Harbor Beach Pirates with 8 points. Tyler Nelson for the Sandusky Redskins also with 8 points. For the Pirates, beyond that, Mason Yon with four. Evan Smilginski with four. Dylan Kadar with two. Sandusky after Tyler Nelson's eight. Ben Krieger, Trenton Lee, and Jack Sheridan each with 2 points.
Shooting. The Harbor Beach Pirates at home, 8 for 25, 32%. How it breaks down is that they were 8 for 20 on the inside, 40%. On the outside, 0 for 5, 0%. For the Sandusky Redskins, they were 7 for 27 total, 25%. And that's to be expected. They got off a cold bus. 7 for 23 on the inside, 30%. 0 for 4 on the outside, 0%. What it really broke down to was that for Sandusky, they're looking for Tyler Nelson to go ahead and carry them. He had must have had about 12 shots in that first half. And for Harbor Beach, it looks like the Yon brothers are going to go ahead and carry the Harbor Beach Pirates as well. There are some other fellows that are getting opportunities to go ahead and take their what they call an opportunity shot. They're not going down. The one that I thought was the most impressive one was from Dylan Kadar from about 15 feet around. And just, you know, nice swish and everything. So, smart move for the sophomore to go ahead and get himself warmed up, and hopefully he has a nice second half.
A fast-paced game here already. It's not even 8 o'clock yet, and we're about a minute away from starting the second half, John. It's been a slow whistle just to combine five fouls between the two squads in that first half.
Nobody's in foul trouble.
No. No, that is for certain. And free throws, Harbor Beach 2 for 2 from Mason Yon, Sandusky 0 for 4, and those are all from Tyler Nelson. Turnovers, though, the biggest key, in my opinion, Sandusky with 8 of them. Harbor Beach with just 2, and they didn't have one in that second quarter. But Sandusky's out-rebounding Harbor Beach by a lot, 20-12 when all said and done. 12 defensive rebounds for Sandusky, 8 offensive board. Harbor Beach with 10 defensive rebounds, 2 offensive glass, and that was late in that first half.
It was amazing how the Redskins were just hitting the boards. Getting 2-3 shots at a time and everything, and that's quite an advantage if you can go ahead and pull that off. Also, normally you're going to get fouls called and something like that, so they're going to have to up their ante as far as the fouls are concerned. They're 0 for 4 right now.
John, you hear that noise?
That is a cheer.
That's a student section.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome, fans. I mean, you have to give them credit. They've had 2 days of school.
That's
in the
true.
Past 2 weeks.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. That is one good Christmas vacation there. They had an extended full 2 weeks for Christmas as well.
Like I said early, the groundhog has been messing with all of us.
Yeah. So Sandusky will start out the second half with the ball as they inbound from midcourt, now going left to right across your radio in their road black uniforms, white collars on them, red out of Sandusky across their chest, white numbers with red outline. Over to the left wing to Sheridan, dribbling now back up to Nelson, high post. To the right wing, Carlson into the corner to Nez Franzel, back out to Sheridan. Sheridan dribbling to Franzel, trying to feed to Nelson. Now they do with the left block, opposite block, and it's tipped out of bounds, and it goes right through the hands of Trenton Lee, and that's the ninth turnover for the Redskins back in Hover Beach's hands.
It was the right idea, just the wrong execution.
Sandusky now with 14, 9 turnovers on the night. Hover Beach with 18 and just 2 turnovers. Mason Yon back to the top to Michael Anderson. Gets the screen over to the pass to Mason Yon, the left block, skip pass to the right wing. Feeds it into Smoglinski, double teamed there, over to Parker Yon, dives in the lane, and this one's too much. Smoglinski gets the rebound off the glass, in for two. Smoglinski with 6, and an offensive board to boot. It's now Hover Beach leading by 6 points, the largest of their night, 20-14. 7:08 left in the third quarter, and Hover Beach, Sandusky just turned the ball over in transition. That's 10 turnovers now for the red and black.
Coach Pennington is not too happy with that.
20-14, Hover Beach trying to extend the 6-point lead. 6 minutes, 57 seconds left. Mason Yon on the baseline is getting stolen away by Nelson's long reach. First turnover since the first quarter for the Pirates. Sheridan dribbling back out to Franzel. Now Franzel at the top of the key to Carlson, being guarded by Michael Anderson. Hover Beach in a man-to-man defense. Down to Nelson against Smoglinski. Goes to into the lane. Nice post move. But this one can't fall. Rebound Smoglinski for the Pirates.
I don't know how I missed that one.
I'm not sure either. Yon in transition. Coast to coast.
Jeepers.
With the right hand on the left side. And he has 6 points. And now Hover Beach leads by 8 points. 22-14. 6:20 left in this third quarter. To the right wing to Franzel. Back to the top to Lee. Over to Sheridan. Left wing. Back to Franzel. At the right elbow and down the right side of the lane. Off the glass, too much. Rebound Nelson. This one's short. And rebound brought in by Smoglinski. Hover Beach wasting no time in transition yet again. Over to Parker Yon in the left corner. This, he pops the three. This, no, doesn't touch anything. Gets his own rebound into the lane. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound again. And he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Good hustle from the junior. Foul goes against number 24, Zach Franzel. Closest thing to foul trouble, that's his second. And team's first of the second half. 5:51 left in the third quarter. Hover Beach 22, Sandusky 14. Parker Yon's first free throws, no good.
If he would have made that one, that would have been a good time to call timeout for Sandusky.
Definitely. 22-14, largest lead of the night right now for the Pirates. That's the first missed free throw for the Pirates, just their third they've attempted. And the second one is good, so now Hover Beach leads 23-14. 5:51 left in the third quarter.
Now, if Sandusky does not score here, Coach Pennington is probably going to be calling a timeout. At least he's thinking about it.
Jack Sheridan over to the right wing to Carlson. Dribbling to his right, deeper into the corner, gets a screen from Nelson. Back to Nelson for the 17-footer. This one's no good. Rebound Parker Yon. Here come the Pirates. Hover Beach on a 5-0 run to start this quarter. 5:25 left in the third. Mason Yon at the right wing being guarded by Sheridan. Over to Anderson, left block. Over to Smoglinski. Opposite block. In it for two. Beautiful move from Anderson. Smoglinski now with 8 points. And a heck of an assist into Henderson. It's now an 11-point lead, 25-14.
This is getting away from the Redskins.
And a steal by Mason Yon. Goes in, and it's a two-handed layup. Nearly went in for the dunk. It's now a 13-point lead. And Sandusky calls a timeout. 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Hover Beach 27, Sandusky 14, right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
I'm Court Gilliman from Unionville, Michigan. I've been coming to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for at least 20 years, buying my vehicles. What keeps me coming back is their service, their friendly personnel, and the follow-up. They're always behind their product. Personnel at Moore Motor are friendly, and they're there to help you, not them. When you walk through the door, you have a feeling that it's all about you. The customer always comes first at Moore Motor.
You get more at Moore Motors in Carroll, and this week get any 2018 Jeep Wrangler in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. Or get any 2018 Ford F-150 in stock with savings up to $18,000 off of MSRP. Must qualify for AZ Ford employee pricing and RCL renewal rebate coming out of a lease into retail purchase. See dealer for details. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Motors in Carroll to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Motors in Carroll goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You really do get more at Moore Motor Sales.